A theft that happened 14 years ago has bubbled up in the race for Central New York's congressional district seat. We get more on that story from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The incident involves a gun stolen from the vehicle of then-federal prosecutor John Katko, who is now the Republican candidate in the 24th. The gun was later involved in a robbery that ended with the shooting death of two men in Syracuse. But Katko's gun was not the one that fired the fatal shots. Katko says he legally obtained the firearm on the advice of the FBI and federal marshals after receiving threats against himself and his family. A Justice Department investigation cleared Katko of any wrongdoing in connection with the gun's theft, and in the end, Katko says he has no regrets.
I'm threatened on a regular basis. It's part of the job I did as a prosecutor. It was tough for my wife and our kids, but we balanced out doing the right thing for our country and doing the right thing with our prosecutions and also enduring the threats.
Katko says his political opponents are trying to make it an issue in his campaign for Congress. His opponent, Democrat Dan Maffei, says he doesn't know if it will be an issue.
It's a concerning incident that, you know, happened years and years ago, but I still remember seeing that in the paper. It was a big deal, double homicide then. So I think anything like that, it brings up some questions that I think should be answered.
Both candidates add they don't want this story that first appeared in the Post Standard this week to take away from the important issues of the campaign. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.